This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Cynthia, Cynthia Olson, Olson, date of birth August 18th of 1963. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a consultation for Mrs. Olson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in February of 2020. They are stable. Back February 27th of 2020, creatinine 1.16 with estimated GFR 51. November 11th of 2020, creatinine 1.38, GFR 42. And they've been fluctuating. And then most recently, 8-2 of 24, creatinine 1.42, GFR is 42. It looks like it's been in the 40s in the year of 2024. The patient has had a finding of left breast intraductal carcinoma this year, and she had previous right breast intraductal carcinoma in situ back in 2019, estrogen positive, and she did have a lumpectomy at that time. However, she was quite faithful about getting mammograms done, and another tumor was found in the left breast this year. So she did have bilateral mastectomies done in June of this year. Unfortunately, about a 2-millimeter margin was still present after the surgery. So in September of this year in Greenville, she had the rest of the cancerous breast tissue removed, and so far has been doing well. She's hoping not to take any chemotherapy or radiation, only the oral anastrozole, 1 milligram daily. And so far, she's able to tolerate that without any side effects whatsoever. Unfortunately, she has been using Advil, one tablet three times a day for many years for chronic pain. And she did not realize that that was a drug that's bad for kidneys over time. So she will stop that at this point. She does have a long history of hypertension as well as diabetes, and she has obesity. She had one instance of microalbuminuria noted in 2019, but none since, and that's generally checked every year. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She is an ex-smoker, and she did quit once they found the breast cancer this year, so she's not smoked any cigarettes since that time. And she did smoke for 4 years before she quit. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, and she feels like she's able to empty adequately. And no edema, no unusual rashes, no excessive bruising. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, the right breast ductal carcinoma in situ back in 2019, and the left breast intraductal carcinoma 2024, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and remote history of microalbuminuria. Past surgical history, she had the right lumpectomy in 2019. She did have a right breast biopsy also done in 2001 that was negative at that time. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy in 2006, and she was on hormone replacement therapy at that time for many years. And colonoscopy was 2015. The bilateral mastectomy was June of this year, and the removal of the remaining cancerous breast tissue was done September of this year. Social history, the patient quit smoking this year. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is single, and she's a bank teller. Family history is significant for pancreatic cancer, hypertension, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, and inflammatory kidney disease in her daughter, and grandmother had breast cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa and codeine. Medications, multivitamin daily, fish oil daily. She was taking Advil 200 milligram three times a day, and she will stop that today. Lipitor 40 milligram daily, lisinopril 10 milligram daily, Jardiance 10 milligram daily. She had been on metformin 500 milligram twice a day, but that was stopped several months ago. And instead, she's using Jardiance and anastrozole 1 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight 203 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs. The most recent lab studies were done August 2nd, 2024. Creatinine 1.42 with GFR 42. Electrolytes are normal. Glucose was 206. Calcium is 9.8. Albumin 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with the normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C was done 620 of 24, that is 7.1. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 1129 of 23, that was normal at 7. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy and long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The patient will stop the Advil now and will avoid the use of any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. From this point forward, she may use Tylenol if needed. We are going to have lab studies done every 3 months. With the next lab, we'll do a urinalysis with microscopic to look for blood cells or inflammatory markers. Also, a microalbumin to creatinine ratio will be repeated. We'll check renal panel, CBC, and an intact parathyroid hormone. And then we'll do labs every 3 months thereafter. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll avoid the long-term the exposure of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She will stop that. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.